Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift those hands up. Let's worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I just love you and I worship you and I praise you. I magnify you and I glorify your name. Lord Jesus, we belong to you and you belong to us. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just surrender to you, Lord. We yield to you. We give what belongs to us, give it to you, because it's yours, Lord. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We lift you up and we magnify your name and we glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's wonderful, he's wonderful, he's wonderful. I said he's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's a mighty God. He's our Father. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is our God. And we are his children. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we surrender to you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We magnify you and we glorify you and we thank you. We thank you for each and every person that's in this place today, Father. We magnify you and we honor you. Glory. Glory to the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let everybody say hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad that I belong to the King. Hallelujah. Are you glad that you're saved? You could have been somewhere else. But aren't you glad that you're here today? I'm glad I'm here. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm here. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm just so glad. Hallelujah. It's all by his grace. His grace. His love. His love for me. And his love for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you. Lord, I love you. I worship you and I praise you. And I honor you. And I lift you up and I magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I go to this church. Hallelujah. I've been praying for years. Lord, send me to the right church. I've been to many churches. Been to some big churches. Been to some medium-sized churches. I've been to some small churches. I've been to some little storefront churches, little house churches. And it was good. It was for a season. But then God had a church for me to go to. And I'm so glad that I'm at the right place right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I often think about how God loved me and how he spared my life. Back in 1998, the Lord came in and rescued me. And I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so glad about it. Thank God for my lovely wife. We've been married for 30 years. Almost 30 years. Whew. I'm going to tell you. I don't know where I would be if it hadn't been for this woman. Hallelujah. A godly woman. It's nothing like, men, it's nothing like having a godly woman. A woman that stands with you. Through the storms. Through the hard times. Through difficult times. Through the times when I get angry, she's still staying right there with me. Even the times when it seems like I just don't want to be bothered. But she stands right there. She'll go back into her little room and she'll just start praying. My wife loves to pray. She loves to pray. Oh, she's a prayer warrior. Prayed me out of death in 1998. Told the devil, he said, devil, my husband will not die, but he would live. And he would declare the work of the Lord. I was laying on my bed. Gone. Don't know where I was. Some people say they have all type of experience. I don't know about too much about all the experiences. I just know I wasn't alive. But she prayed. And she stayed right there. Until I came back to life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad about it. Oh, I thank you. Thank God for a godly woman. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for a godly woman. Through her example, it's causing me to become godly. And God can start working with me and start dealing with me, start changing me so that I can become a godly man. That's my heart's desire, is to be a godly man. Is that your desire? Do you want to be a godly woman? Do you desire to be a godly man? No matter what you go through, no matter what you face, godly. To be like God. To walk like God. Act like God. Think like God. Go where he said go. Do what he says to do. Come when he says to come. Isn't that awesome? To be that type of person. To be an obedient person. So that God can smile down on you and say, that's a good man. That's a godly man. It's good when God can tell you that you're a godly man and you're a godly woman. It's good. Hallelujah. We're living in a society today where, I'm telling you, it's rough. It's rough. It's tough. But nevertheless, God expects us to be the example. No matter how bad it is, no matter how rough it is, God expects us to be the example. He expects us to stand in the gap for the sinner man, stand in the gap for your enemies, stand in the gap for your family members. Stand in the gap. Don't give up. If I had a thought today, and it kind of just came to me, it was living a godly life. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to live a godly life. To be a godly woman, to be a godly man. And these times, these are rough times, difficult times, perilous times. And God wants us to be the example. And I've purposed in my heart to be the example. To be an example. To live right, walk upright on my job, to be an example. In my home, to try to be an example. I got a ways to go, but I got to keep fighting. And see, that's what it's all about. It's all by God's grace. It's his grace. And as we continue to do God's message, do the message that we learn here at this church. That's why I love this church. I've been to many churches and it's a lot of stuff that's going on in a lot of churches. But as far as I'm concerned, the message, the true message, is right here. It's right here. And I love it. And I'm glad that God had put me in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the book, I want everybody to turn to Timothy, the fourth chapter. Second Timothy, fourth chapter. Starting at the third chapter. But before I get started, this week was a challenging week for me. I mean, it was challenging. It was challenging. Have you ever had a week that was so challenging you just didn't know how things was going to turn out? How difficult it would be? Pressure. You ever been under any type of pressure? Woo, Lord. Well, anyhow, Pastor Tim came and asked me Sunday, he said, "Richard, I need you to do the morning service." Okay. I was surprised that I even said that. So I know something's getting ready to happen. I was actually surprised. Me? He asked me to do this? Now, he asked me a couple times before, and you know what I said? I told him, I said, "Nah, no thank you. No thank you. Uh-uh. Nah, uh-uh." I can deal with people on personal level real good. But sometimes when I got to stand up in front of people, it can be rough. So I thought about that. I said, "Man, I got to do this thing." I mean, I've done it before. But I said, but this particular time, I never actually done it in a service. One of the main service. But that's okay. God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient, and I'm happy about it. And I'm excited about it. And all the pressure I had seems like it's gone now. Woo, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I'm a godly man. Because it was just an emotional thing that just was on me. And I said, "Ah, God, well, I guess I can do it." And then he said, This what really got me. He said, "It's God." And then he walked away. He just walked right on the way. So I said, "Okay, now I guess I gotta deal with this." So the week come by. I said, "Okay, well, can I be honest with you? Can I be honest? Because my wife and I, we are godly people, and we love God. But you know, sometimes if you have to be careful, because sometimes you can get busy doing things that you think that really you really need to take care of." And so I said, "Okay, I can deal with this." So I got a little time, I can get it together. You know, I had been studying in the past, but this week and last week and I would say maybe my last 6 months or so. The Lord blessed us with a house. We've been working on that house. And I'd gotten a job, and I've been working with the job. And it just kept me kind of busy, you know? You know how sometimes you can get busy?
Yes.
You know? And your intentions is to you, Pastor Dave teaches us here. Thank God for Pastor Dave. Let everybody say, "Thank God for Pastor Dave." He said, no matter what you go through, no matter what you face, you still have a responsibility. If you have your own personal life, you got things you got to do, if you got work, okay, those are the things you have to take care of. But at the same time, you've got to nectar up the strength to keep doing the message. So really, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. And that's another reason why I love this church, because we got a pastor that won't let us have no excuse. He won't let us rest. He's constantly putting the word in us. Pastor Tim, Pastor Gary, Brother Allen, Brother Doug, Brother Nathan, and some of the other brothers and the sisters. They're constantly putting the message, telling us what we have to do, what it's important, that if we want to be a success in this life, and we want to be a success when it comes to dealing with people, then we have to continue to do what we know that we have to do. So anyhow, I dealt with it. I said, "Okay, well, I got time. I can work on this and I can do it." And fortunately, I had Monday was supposed to be my day off. It's still part of this difficult week I had. know, this Monday I was supposed to be off. I said, okay, well, I can put some time in and get in this word and really try to get work with it. Then all of a sudden, about 6:45, my boss calls me. He said, Richard, I need you to come in today. We're kind of short. I said, but this is my, isn't this, you know, I'm thinking to myself, this is my day off. You know, I got God things to do. Now I'm thinking, I didn't say that to him, but he said, but I really need you. I said, okay. I went on and did it. I went in and did my work. It seemed like the day just went by. It went by real fast. And so I got home and I was working on my message when I finally did. And I said, maybe I need to call Pastor Tim. Let me give him a call. I don't think I can do this. Man, I tell you, it was rough. It was rough, Pastor Tim. It was rough. I said, I'm going to give him a call. So I started and I turned. Then the Holy Ghost said, nope. I mean, this thing came up. It was strong in me. Nope, I turned around and went back. And I said, well, let me go back and do what I got to do. I said, well, maybe I got to tell my wife. I couldn't even tell my wife. It was so hard. And that's if anybody you're supposed to tell your wife. But I couldn't even tell her that. I said, I got to do this one. I know I can do it. I know I can do it. I know I can do it. Jesus, you said I could do it. I believe I can do it. You've given me the faith to do it. I can do this, Father. So I'm going to do it. So I went on and I said, I'm going to work on it. Then I found myself going over to the phone again, call Pastor Tim. Then I said, oh, no, I can't do that. Holy Ghost said, you can't do it. Nope, you can't do it. If you're going to be a man, you're going to be a godly man, you're going to do like I tell you to do, then you got to do what I say. This is what the Holy Ghost was telling me, to do what I say. Okay, so I did good, and I went on half the way. I said, well, maybe I'll tell my wife. I'll tell her maybe on Wednesday. So Wednesday came. I said, oh, God, I know I'll go home faith. So I went to tell her, and I still couldn't tell her. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go tell Pastor Tim. I can't do this. This is just too much. And I mean, all these thoughts was running through my mind and my emotions. I said, Lord. I said, I know I got a sound mind. I know my mind is sound. Devil, you's a liar. I got a sound mind. But go tell him. Nope, I went back. I said, that's all right. My wife, she says, everything all right? I'm trying to be, I'm trying to be a man. I'm trying to keep it to myself. I say, I'm all right. But like I said, she's a praying woman. She knew what was going on, so she started praying and started praying. I said, I got to make this thing. I got to do it. I got to do it. I wanted to try to call Pastor Tim, and I couldn't call him. And I said, well, I can do this. All right, so anyhow. Thank God today I am here. And I feel pretty good. You ever had that situation in your life where something was on you so heavy? I'm trying to think. I'm sitting there, Lord, I've been through this before. Why is it so heavy? Because the Holy Ghost will show me. He says, because you're getting ready to, you're in a place right now where you've been there for a while, and now it's time for me to bring you out. To bring you out and take you further. And you can become more of a godly man that I called you to do, that I called you to be. You're going to do what I say and not what you want. So I said, thank you, Lord. Okay, there's something I got to do. So Friday came. I think it was a Friday. Finally, I said, okay, I made it. I made it from Monday to Friday. I didn't tell my wife. And I finally told her, I said, Pastor Tim asked me to speak. And she looked at me. She said, okay. So I told her, and I felt better after I told her. But I promise you something, lovely lady, my wife, I won't do that again. I won't do that again. Because I know this is something that God wants to work out in me. He wants to bring me from one place to the next place. And I've been kind of resisting him. I'm being honest with you. You know, I one of the most transparent persons that I know in this church is Pastor Gary. He's not here today. No matter what Pastor Gary go through, no matter what he face, he's honest. I think about it and I say, Lord, thank you for a man like Brother Gary. You know, somebody as transparent as he is. He loves God. He's a man of God. He's a godly man. I remember one time he was going through a situation. This is what encourages me. He was going through a situation. He came in here one Wednesday night. I'm not going to repeat what he said. But he said, as far as all of y'all. And I thought about it. I said, that's kind of hard for a man to say that. But he said it. And I never forgot that. And that always was there to help me and to encourage me to be strong. So now that I know that I can go forth and I can do what God tell me to do. Thank you. Thank you for bearing with me. So I found out that God didn't give me the spirit of fear. He didn't give me the fear. He didn't want me to be tormented. He wants me to do what I'm supposed to do. If I do what I'm supposed to do, then things will flow much better than they did this week. So, like I said, I'm just being honest with you. I found out that Pastor Tim, he can be sneaky, and God can be sneaky. They are sneaky. And I'm convinced that those two work together, and they are very good friends. Very good friends, because I'm telling you. It's just sometimes the way Pastor Tim approach a person, it's just unusual, it's unique. But you know what? I classified Pastor Tim as a man of God too, a godly man that loves God. And I always say he's like E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton speaks, you better listen. Because every time he speaks, words of wisdom going to come out of his mouth. And if you listen and obey, your life can change. So I've been here for a while, and the Lord, y'all been putting up with me. Normally, I try to be quiet. I try to eat my bread with quietness. I try to mind my business and do the right thing. And live for God, and be a light, and be an encouragement. But getting up to speaking, boy, this is another level I gotta get used to. I gotta get used to, especially going to this church. Now I can go out and I can speak, and it's not that bad, but it's just something about being here. It's just, I'm telling you, this place will make you accountable. This place will make you accountable. If you can preach here, you can go anywhere else and preach. And people get saved and people be delivered and people be set free. But you got to start somewhere. So then, I kept avoiding. I said, well, I guess I just have to start somewhere. I start here. If I start here, then when I go out, I can even be more effective. I remember the last time I went somewhere, my wife and I went somewhere, and just by being here and doing the message. And man, it seemed like the power of God just came so powerful, so strong. And one man had, he was sick, very sick on that particular morning. And my wife and I got up and spoke, and my wife spoke a word, and I spoke a word. And he was so excited. He got up. He said, y'all, please forgive me. He said, I got to say something. He said, I don't know about, these two people, there's something about them people. They got something going on. You know, those two individual people, you better listen to. They got a word. And he said he was talking about how blessed he was and how the miracle that he had, and he had a sickness and the sickness left him. Man, I tell you, I was excited about that. But there's just some things that I have to learn, I have to do, and I'm going to get ready for them. I'm going to get ready and do it. But in this life and in this world, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 1st verse, it says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, in contempt, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than the lovers of God. Lovers of pleasures, more than the lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. For such, turn away. For such, turn away. We're living in a world now, it's an untoward society. It's ungenerated. It's a world of evil. The devil's on a rampage, and he's using the world. Wickedness in high places. The world is, our young people, a lot of our young people, it's just gone. They're just gone. A lot of them don't even want to retain God in their life anymore. It's just how bad it's gotten. You can't even look at the TV nowadays with all the mess that's going on. And the Bible said it's not going to get better, but it's going to get worse. It's going to wax worse and worse. But in this verse here, it says, in the fifth verse, it says, having a form of godliness, but not denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. I believe that if we're going to be godly men and godly women, these are the very things that we have to keep ourselves separated from. God wants us to be the light. God wants us to be an example to the world. That's what he wants. And I've made up in my mind that I want to be an example. I want to be an example to the world. I want to be an example to my brothers and my sisters. When I go back home, I'm telling you, that all the beer cans, the liquor bottles, they just get rid of them right quick because they respect me. They know that I'm a man of God. My wife and I, when we go back home, they say, we better get straight because Richard's coming. Okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But the last time I went home, I told my sister, I said, look, I'm just here just to fellowship with you. I'm not saying that you got to change anything. And ever since I told her that, I mean, it seemed like something just broke in her. I mean, she always calling me. She always stay in contact with me. And she's about the only one that I believe that if I really insist, she'll come to see me. The rest of them won't come. But she will come. You know, I just basically told her. I said, when I come, you know, yes, I'm a man of God. But I understand your situation. And I know that eventually you'll change. Because if you hang around me, eventually you don't have no other choice but change. You're going to change. Because, you know, my life will dictate that. You're going to change. But she calls me a lot. Well, she just called me and she told me, she said, brother, you know, that's what she called me. She said, brother, she said, I just want to tell you that from the last time, I think the last time I talked to her was in 2011 when I actually went to see her. No, I think it was a little earlier than that because she came here in Kansas. And she told me, she said, brother, I've been thinking about what you said. And you know what? I think I'm ready to make that change now. I'm really ready to make that change. I said, well, good. Praise God. That's good. I said, that's a good decision. That's one of the best decisions you can make. And my sister, she was very untoward. I mean, she was a party goer. She loved to party. She loved to have fun. She mess around with friends that's on drugs, and I mean, totally untoward. I mean, perversion, and I mean everything going in her house. But you know, she's changing now, and so it's got to the point now where she was living with her family. And now she said, "Brother, I have to move and get my own place." because my life dictates it. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm kind of excited when I go home. Hopefully we should be going home soon to go see. I'm just so excited because just through my life, through me just living and loving her, and she just loves my wife so much. She loves her. And man, she just, that's just like a big sister to her. I mean, they get along like, two peas in a pot, you know? But it's because we try to live a godly life. And now she's changed. And now she says, I'm active in the church, and I love going to the church. She had gotten born again years ago. She said she recommitted her life back to the Lord, and I'm just excited about it. I got some more sisters. Same thing's going to happen. They're going to change. They're going to change. I got one sister. She loved me so much. She can't really explain herself, but I understand. She loved me. She said, brother, she said, I got another one. She calls me brother too. And she says, I love you so much. She said, here's a key to my house. You can come here anytime you want. She said, I don't trust nobody else, but I trust you. And, you know, like I said, when you live a godly life, that's you get those benefits. You know, you get a key to other people's houses. Huh? That's nice. I can go to her house anytime I want. If I say, but sis, I'm in town, no problem. Just go right on, go in. Hey, that's awesome. But it's important that we live a godly life. It's important. It's important. Keep yourself from ungodliness. Ungodliness. God don't want us to be ungodly. He wants us to be godly. And I know we got some shortcomings. I know I got some shortcomings. But on that main point, I'm still going to continue to do the message. I'm going to continue to do what God wants me to do. No matter how hard it is, how difficult it is, I'm still going to do it. And I appreciate every last one of y'all praying. But we're winners. Amen. We are winners. Yeah. We are winners. We might have to go through a little stuff, but we're winners. God has always brought us out. Yeah. He's always helped us. He's always been there to make sure that everything was working the way it's supposed to work. That's the God we serve. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited. Nathan was talking about a lot of stuff about how you have your conscience and how you should carry yourself, how you should act, how you should behave, you know. But the world is a different perspective. They're conscious. They don't care what they do and what they say. But thank God we're not like that. We have to be a light. We have to be a light unto the world. A light. That's what I am. I'm going to be a light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. So much, Jesus. I just love you so much. Godly. Gotta be godly. You got to be godly. It's important that you be godly. Be godly. Hallelujah. When a person is godly, they walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. They walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They do what God say. They get in the Word. They spend time in the Word. And let the Word change them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. And in Galatians 5 and 6. It says, walk in the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You won't let those worldly things control you or keep you focused. And it's important right now that we stay focused. That we stay focused and stay on this message. I'm encouraged to continue to do the message more now than ever before. Because somebody's watching me. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's in a bad situation and they need to come out of their situation. Somebody's in darkness and they need to come to the light. And God has called us to be that example. And as we keep ourselves clean and consecrated and in God's word and waiting on him and trusting in him, he's going to use us to be an example to somebody else, to encourage somebody else, to build up somebody else. Thank you, Lord. Godly. Got to be godly. Can't be worldly. We got to be godly. When I'm on my job, a lot of times, the guys, they don't know how to take me. Because, you know, I'm quiet. I do my work. And they look at me, they just look at me, and it's, One guy told me, he said, "You're different." I said, "Well, thank you. I'm glad you see that. I try to carry myself so that I can be different." So whenever they have problems, they come to me. And I try to give them an answer. I try to encourage them. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't. But I don't give up on them. I still continue to show that love. A godly man will continue to show love. Even in difficult times, when people don't want to accept you. Thank you. I had this one situation on my job. And like I said, I can be transparent with you all. Whew, this was a good one. I like this one. Of course, I was a little guilty of this one. I'd been under a lot of pressure, and I'm learning how to deal with pressure. The more I get into God's word, I'm learning to deal with pressure. Well, anyhow, I had a situation where I was working and I was doing real good, and It was, just bear with me. To this day, I still don't know why in the world did I do that, especially this situation. And I was had my truck and I was driving and I backed up. Because a lot of times when we're delivering a lot of heavy utility, a lot of refrigerators, ranges, and some of the ranges can be about maybe... Some can be as much as 1,200 pounds. Some of them can be as much as, especially a Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero can be as much as, anywhere from 1,000 to 1,400 pounds, especially if it's a 45-inch wide Sub-Zero. Some refrigerator, Samsons. Y'all gonna find that I know my job pretty good now. I'm pretty good at what I'm doing. But anyhow, I had to back up and get as close as I could so I could drop it off. And so I backed up and I was focused. I thought I was focused. But for some odd reason, I missed it and I hit the wall. Now this was brand new house. Fortunately, they were still working on it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, some of the stuff I go through, you'd be amazed. Went ahead and I hit it. I said, "Oh God, what am I going to do? I'm supposed to be a godly man here now. What am I supposed to do?" The devil says, "Man, get up on out of here right quick. Go." "Nah, I can't do that. You know, that's one thing I've learned since I've been here at this church. I've learned to be a man of integrity, a man of character, and a man of honesty. And God knows it has paid off. So a lot of things, y'all just don't know how bad I used to be. I mean, I had my issues, and I still got some issues, but I had some situations, man, but God is bringing me on through. When I hit it, and I said, I'm going to go ahead on and call the man up, tell him. Boy, I didn't want to do that, but I had to do it. So I went and called him. I called the supervisor. Says, "I just wanted to tell you that I hit the back of the wall." And he was a supervisor on the building site. So I finally called him, and I says, I hit your wall. He said, "Oh, well, thank you." I was surprised. He said, "Well, thank you. I appreciate you telling me." I said, but I called my boss and I told him that I hid it and he'll be getting back in contact with it. He said, okay, no problem. He said, I really appreciate that. So when I got in, I said, okay, I know that's it. My job is gone. That's it. I lost my job. I know. You know, I kind of said, well, maybe that's probably good because now I can get in more prayer. You know? I get more prayer in and I can do like I supposed to do, do some things that I know I should be doing. I can do it more consistently now. So I said, okay, I'm going. I was kind of looking for what I said. I know. That's it for me. Get to my job. My boss, he said, well, okay. He said, now, you know, well, no, I told him, I said, well, you know, if you have to let me go, I understand. He said, he looked at me. He said, you go talk to Ann. And she's the general manager. So she, I said, Ann, if you want to let me go, I understand. You know, that was my fault. It was something I should have done. I didn't use wisdom in that situation. She looked at me. She said, Richard, I'm not going to let you go. I said, do you know you're one of my best workers? I'm not going to let you go. She said, I might have to make a little adjustments. She said, but I'm not going to let you go. She said, just please don't let that happen again. Boy, I was happy. Hallelujah. I was some kind of happy. You know, because like that's what I'm saying. I try to carry myself, you know, so that at least even if I make a mistake or if I mess up, at least a person can say, well, at least he's a man of integrity. So she said, I'm not going to let you go. So I tell you, since you're one of my best workers and you always get incentives, she said, I'm just going to cut some of your incentives back. I'm going to cut them back. I said, okay. And they usually give you incentives, you know, reward stuff like if you want to, they give you cards, maybe $100 or something like that. She said, I'm going to cut that back for a while. And the boss, and then I went and talked to him. He said, now, you know, if it's going to be over, if it's going to be up in the thousands, you know, you ain't getting that card for a while. You know, but I appreciate him too because he helped keeps me in check. So he's a very good supervisor, very good. And he said, you know, you ain't gonna get it. I said, okay, well, I appreciate it. So about a month went by. When 15th come by, that's when we get our cards. I didn't get one. I said, okay, I expect it, no problem. So I started praying. So guess when I started getting it back? I got it back the week that I'm supposed to be speaking. So I get all my benefits back. Bless you. Hallelujah. And so I told my boss, I says, do you think that's what I'm supposed to be? You're all right. Don't worry about it. When Ann makes a decision, she makes a decision. She already decided what she's going to do. So I came home and I told my wife and I was so excited. But I'm encouraged. It's encouragement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm encouraged. I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited about living for God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm just so excited. Hallelujah. I want y'all to continue to keep me up in prayer. Hallelujah, because, hey, I'm a winner. My wife and I, we're winners. Thank you, Lord. And it can't do nothing but get better. Once I decide to do what I'm going to do, can't do nothing but get better. See, my wife, she's waiting on me. Okay? So, therefore, here I am, baby. I'm up here speaking now. I'm up here speaking. I'm ready to roll now. I'm ready to roll. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Tim, you need me, you can call me. Hallelujah. So, I know that I'm going to have to get into more of the Word and dig deep into the Word. But I'm going to have to balance. See, what you have to watch out, you got to watch for distractions. Sometimes you have distractions and you can work, but then you can work too much. See, my whole family are workaholics. That seemed like it fell toward me to be a workaholic. When I work hard. And when I do something, I want to do it right. I want it to be right. So But you have to be careful. You have to balance. You have to balance your life with God. You have to balance it. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, I'm ready to go. Thank you, Jesus. Some things I don't like, I'm just going to have to start liking them. I'm just going to have to start doing them. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like fast. Because I love me some chicken. I love it. I can eat it every day. You can fry it. You can bake it. However you fix it, I'll eat it. Because it's chicken. I love it. But there comes a time when you got to fast. So I got to balance. You got to balance. Your fast in life has to be included. You got to balance it out. It's got to be balanced. I love it. I love it. So, but hey, I'm just excited about it. I love it. I can't help it. That's my mama. She put it in me because she can cook some good chicken. My wife can cook good chicken. I love it. I can be fasting. And my wife said, I got some chicken. Oh, chicken. Sometimes I forget all about that. I'm fasting. But discipline. You got to have that discipline. Okay, so thank you. So chicken, I had to put you on hold for a while. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just being honest. Because you know why? And I feel comfortable because y'all my family. And I think if anybody understand me, my family understands me. You know? And I'm gonna let you know this church is my family and I love you. And I'm here to stay. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited. So I'm here. So I want y'all to continue to keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. Hallelujah. Because we're on a roll. Get ready for signs and wonders and miracles. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, the things that I dreamt about, they're going to come to pass. I mean, I had so many good dreams about my wife and I going out and preaching the gospel and laying hands on the sick and they recovering. Dead, rising up. These are the things that's in my life that we believe in for. God just waiting on me. Thank you, Jesus. And as I get myself prepared, and I think, and Pastor Tim, I make myself accountable to you because I respect your wisdom. I'm excited about it. I might not like it, but that's all right. Anything to help me, I'm ready to move on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, it's just so good. I'm just so excited about God. And I love God. We're winners. We're winners. We're on our way. We're on our way. And we're not gonna be like the world, but we're gonna be like God. We're gonna live like God. I wanted to say something before I come to a conclusion. Paul. Was a godly man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Timothy, a godly man. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Dave, a godly man. They're godly. Whenever somebody asks me, they say, well, what church do you go to? I said, I go to the Family Prayer Center. Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that Pastor Dave. Oh, he's a good man. He's a praying man. He's a godly man. Yep, that's my pastor. You got the right one. You got the right one because he stands for righteousness. He stands for holiness. He stands for he loves people, and he wants people to grow up and be the best that they can be in Christ Jesus. That's what he wants, and I'm excited about it. So Let's look to the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. We magnify your name. Father, we surrender to you. You said you would help us. You sent the Holy Spirit to help us. And Father, as we yield to the Holy Spirit, he will do his job because he got a job to perform and to work in us. Father, as we yield, Father, he will do his job. And Father, we will see those signs and those wonders and those miracles and those healings, those emotions being totally rid of. Thank you, Lord. Fears will leave us. Father, we thank you and we honor you and we give you the glory. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, thank you so much. We love you and we honor you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your grace. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, let everybody say amen.